Okay, today is Daf Chav Dalad, on Chav Gimel and Beis, second to bottom line. Iboy Elohu, Pligi Rabbanon alleged Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, or lo? Do the Rabbanon argue on Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, or not? Does anybody remember what Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said? Yeah, what do you think?
Can you make a futuristic vow?
No, that's not what he said.
No.
Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said that when you make a neder to invite somebody, that's just nidrei zeruzin. That's not a legitimate neder. That's nidrei zeruzin. That's what he said. Do the Rabbanon agree with that, or do they hold no? It's a real neder. What's going on? So look at the second to bottom line on the Ran. The ikalas fuke bahachi. We have a suffix about it. Mishum de Dilma ad kan lo kam Rabbanon it is ruzin have el of a mocha velokeach. When did Rabbanon agree about nidrei zeruzin by the buyer and seller? As we said many times, she ain't pihem v'lib on shavim. Their heart and their mouth were not in sync. They said one thing, they thought another thing. The af mitchila hayirotzim b'shalosh dinrin. Both of them wanted three dinner. The whole thing was a game. That's nidrei zeruzin. Aval lamadir chaveiro shiachal etlo ikal meimar shadafka hayu madiro. Maybe that is a valid neder. Or is it just like almost like an exaggeration? Which one is it? Vimtim saloma pligi. And if you want to tell me that they argue, hilchas kavase alo. Do we paskin like that or not? Says Tosvos on the bottom, all the way on the bottom. The bottom, he says, afal gath. See it there on the bottom? The Mishnah says, Elazar ben Yaakov kavanaki. Even though Elazar ben Yaakov, every statements are kavanaki. They're straight, they're pure. Right? Zimnan, sometimes, the paskin on the lokavase. Sometimes they don't paskin like him. So the Gemara wants to know.
That's why they asked the question.
Exactly. The Gemara wants to know, is this one of those times? Do you hold from this kula? Why is it a kula? Because it's not a neder. It's not a neder. So the Rosh points out that we paskin like a blessed manak of 102 times. Which is kuf, beis, kav. 102 times we paskin on him. Is this one of the 102 times or not? Okay. Tashma, coming here. Ditnan. You ready for this? Homo lechaveiro. Reuven says to Shimon, Konam, make a neder, she'eni ne'ne lecha, that I won't have anah to you, I won't have anah with you, im i'at notel levincha kor shel chitin u'shtechav yos shel yayin. If your son doesn't take from me X, Y, and Z. If your son doesn't take this from me, I make an neder.
Is it with you or from you?
I don't know. But it doesn't make a difference. It's a neder. What?
It's from you.
It's from you. It doesn't make a difference. It's a neder. It's a neder. I'm not going to have enough from you, Yoni, unless your son accepts the following gift.
What's wrong with the gift?
What?
What's wrong with the gift?
What if you don't take the gift? Do we talk have a neder, or is it just a neder's reason? Now,
if you don't take for your son a gift,
in other words, I make an edit from you if your son doesn't accept the following gift.
Is he a katan where the father has to accept on his behalf or not?
It doesn't make a difference. The point is, hareze yachal lahatir es nidro shelo al pi chacham. This neder doesn't require a chacham. Why not? Why not? Sheyachal lomer, because Shimon could say to Reuven, klum amarta ela b'shvil kvodi. Why'd you do this for me? Why'd you make this neder? Because you want to give me covet. I want to show you I like you, so I want your son to have a gift, and if you don't take that gift, I'm going to make a neder. Right? I really want to impress you. I really want you to take this gift. So Shimon says back to Reuven, it's a very lovely thought. You want to give me covet? He should know, Zehu Kvodi. My covet is not to take it. I got the message. I got your point. My son doesn't need you. You don't have a lot. You're not that wealthy. My son doesn't need it. You wanted to show me that you like me. You wanted to impress me. I got the message. It registers. I got it. So now, Rashi, Duran says in the third line, Sheskabit Yoser, it's more cover for me. Kishayiru shatarots in litain. I see you wanted to give me a gift. The ain ani rotsal kav. I don't want to take it. So what do you see? That he said that. Taima da'amar zehu kvodi. This is my covet.
By refusing.
Halav hachi, if not, nederhu. It would have been a legitimate nether. Had the guy said thank you, that's so thoughtful of you, thank you, I'll get my son right over here. Had he said that, it would be a valid nether, a legitimate nether. Right? Now, Mani, who said this? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Nidrei Zeruzin have it. If it's Elazar ben Yaakov, it's just Nidrei Zeruzin. Shmamina, obviously, Pligi Rabbanon Aleha, the Rabbanon argue, and the Rabbanon hold, it's a valid nether. So he argues and says, this is not a Nidrei Zeruzin. So what's the answer? The answer is that even Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov would agree this is a real nether. Why? Lola Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Really, it's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Umode Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Behind Nidra Havi. This Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov would agree this is not Nidrei Zeruzin. This is not Nidrei Zeruzin. You know what this is? It's a valid nether. Why? What's going on? Why does a guy walk over to somebody and say, listen, you better take this gift, otherwise I'm going to make a nether? Why would someone say that? You know why somebody would say that? Because he's always been the recipient of the gift.
The giver?
Yeah, the giver is always the one who always gets. Finally, once in a while, you got to return the favor, no?
Right.
So he returns the favor, and he wants him to really return the favor. He says it like a neder. To Amar, because Reuven says to Amalei, Lo kalb, I'm not a dog. I'm not a dog. Did mishanem minach, v'lo mishanes minai. I keep taking from you, I never return. Right? Every day I'm over by my neighbor borrowing something. Every day I'm borrowing something else. Finally, I want to give something back. Right? I want to give something back. I'm always a taker, and I want to be a giver. I'm not a dog. I'm not like that. So I said it in such a way, and you better take it. Otherwise, I'm going to make a nether against you. That's not Nidrei Zeruzin. That's legit.
But the reason here is the kavod.
What?
The reason here is the kavod. That he wants to give him kavod.
So that's the point. That's exactly the point. It's not Nidrei Zeruzin. Even if Elazar ben Yaakov would agree with that. I invite you for a meal. You don't want to come. I sell you. I'm going to make a nether. That's Nidrei Zeruzin. Like we said yesterday, on such a small thing like that, you're going to make a neder? On such a trifle? Whether or not you come to my house, it's a trifling thing. So not make a neder like that, that's Nidrei Zeruzin. Over here, no, this is the real deal over here. Even Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov would agree. Next case, now we're going to try to bring another raya. So what do you see? Lav dafka, the chacham argue. Now we're going to bring a raya, the exact opposite. Tashma, ha'omer, l'chaveiro. Reuven says to Shimon, Koneim, I make a neder, sh'atanenes li, in i'atanosein livni, korshal chitin, u'shtei chavios shalyayin. If you don't give my son the following. You hear this?
It's the opposite.
That's the opposite. Remeir omer, ajintein. Okay, you got to give it. He's got to give it. Otherwise, there's a neder. V'chacham omer, avziyachol ahater es nidro, sh'al pichacham. Even here, it's not a real neder. Why? Shiachal lomer, because Reuven can say to Shimon, Hareini ki'ilu hiskabalti. It's as if I took it. In other words, I made a neder. Reuven, Shimon, you better give my kid that thing. And then Reuven can say to Shimon, don't worry about it. I'm achal. Why? So the Ran says, look at the Ran. Look at the second wide line. Kasav Harashba. Kasav Harashba. You see Kasav Harashba? Zal? Didafka b'kiya maisa, when I made a nether, you must do something. Shayach l'meimar hareini ki'ibos kabalti. I could say it as if you did it. Why? De'ikivan sha'afilu ha'yimakabal mimenu. Let's say I went over to you and said, you better give my kid something. You better give my kid something. You better give him that, you better give him that piece of cake. You better give it to him. What? Yeah, you better give him that iPhone. So I could say, Yachol Achzilo. Fine, you give it to my kid, and then my kid can give it back. Now why did I do this to you? Why did I make you give it to him if we're going to give it back? We'll see in a minute why. But since it's a maisa that you have to perform, the performance of the maisa could be undone. Therefore, you don't have to do it. Why should I make you? I have all intentions all along. I'm not going to make you give my kid an iPhone. Maybe I want to teach you a lesson. Maybe I want to teach my kid a lesson. So I tell you, I'm making neder against you. You better give my kid the iPhone. Once you give it to him, he's going to give it back. So do you even have to give it? You don't even have to give it.
Yes, but you should give it. So you
So that's the point. The point is, you don't even have to give it. Af sha'ach me'achshav yochalomar haredi kilis gabaldi. It's as if you gave it. V'chzarticha, and I gave it back. What if you hand it from one pocket to the other pocket? You got it back. Da'afuche metrasa lomali. Why do I have to go through all the trouble? You're going to give it to him, you're going to give it back. Why bother with all the trouble? Aval bebitl maisa, but if it's a bitl maisa, kigon, for example, nichse asur in alecha, your nechasin will be asur, im telech lemakom ploni, lo shayach lemeimer hachi, hare lo ki'ilu lo halcha. She'i efshar. If I tell you, you better go there, right? I'm sorry. I'm going to make an edder against you if you go there, which means don't go there. How could you undo that? If you went there, you went there. Nothing to undo. The only way this works is if I make you do something. Not if I make you don't do something. It's obvious. If I make you do something, I could say it's as if you did it. If I tell you, you better not do that, you better not give him the iPhone, then if you give him the iPhone, how can you take it back? You already gave I made an edder not to do that. Not to do that. That's what, okay, that's what the Ron
says. Because he always give it back.
What?
Give it back.
No, but I told you not to give it.
But if he gave it, give it back, so he can undo what, he can undo the gift. If you give and I give back.
Think about it, Yoni. It doesn't make any sense. Only if I ask you to do something, I could say it's as if you did it. Okay, that's what the Ron says. Just pointing out the case. So, the Chachamim say, this is also not even an Ezer. Now, again, the same inference. Taima, the whole reason is the Amar Hareini Ki'il Hiskabalti. Because I said it's as if it was given. Right? Why do you have to give it and then give it back? Halav Hachi, if not for this issue, Netherhood would be a real nether, a bona fide nether. Now, Mani, who said this? Eir Blazer Ben Yaakov, Nidriz Ruzin Havi. It's just Nidriz Ruzin. El Alav, it must be Rabbanan Upligi. The Rabbanan argue the whole concept of Nidriz Ruzin. So Gemara says, "Lo, la'olam Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Really, it's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Umoder Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov behind Nidra Havi. This is a real nether. Why? Why am I doing this to you? Why do I tell you? You better give my kid that iPhone. Why? Mishum de Amar le, because Reuven says to Shimon, Lo Malkana de Behemni Lach Vaat Lo Mahanasli. I'm the only king that always does Chesed." It always does good things and helps people and gives people. I want to teach you that lesson. I want you to know what it's like to stick your hand in your pocket and give the guy something. So I made an edder against you. That's not an injury, Susan. That's legit. That's the way most learn that back and forth. Okay? Good? Good? Okay, no one has any questions. Excellent.
you can always get out of that.
I hear. But the point is, we have another way to explain it. And therefore, we don't have to say it's Nidre Zeruzim. Nidre Zeruzim is a funny thing.
So when do you say that?
I know. So I thought to myself yesterday, when do you say it? Maybe by trifling things, I don't know. That's what the Ron said yesterday. Nobody makes a Nidre on a stupid thing.
You stipulate, well, it's not a trifle, because in this case he wants to make sure to give him potatoes.
Right, but normally, if I invite you over to my house, you don't want to come. Nobody would make a nether for that. Put yourself in the situation of a deraisa for that. It's a funny thing. The Ron says nobody would do it. Now, if what's going on here also seems trifling. No, so these are much more important. You want to teach the guy a lesson, you want to teach your kid a lesson, whatever it is. So for that, it's real nadarb. Okay. I know. What's the get there? I don't know.
A life lesson.
Right, exactly. Amalei Mar Kashisha Breda of Chistel or Vashi. Tashma. Nidre Onsen. What's Nidre Onsen? Remember we had four Nadarim? We had this Mishnah thought of with four Nadarim. One of them was Nidre Zrizin. The second one is the number B, Nidre Havai. Now, one of them was, the third was Nidre Shogeg. And this is Nidre Onsen. What's Nidre Onsen? An Ones? I invite you to come for over for a meal. I invite you, and now that I invite you, I make a neder. You better come, and you don't come. Why don't you come? Because you got sick. Or your kid got sick, and you couldn't come. Or there was a flood. There was a hurricane, and you couldn't come. Right? These are Nidre Onsen that the Chachamim will matter. Right? Why? Because when I invited you...
You mean it's a Pesach.
Well, it's a Pesach. When I invited you, I didn't anticipate there's going to be a hurricane. I didn't think there'd be a, you get sick. Therefore, it's not really, you know, that's not really a neder. It's like a Pesach. Exactly. It's an ones. Had I known that when you get sick, I wouldn't have done this to you. Halav hachi. And if not for the issue of guy getting sick, neder who would be a real neder. Right? Not for that issue. Isn't this neder shruzen? I invited you, I made a neder, come to my house. If not for the fact that he got sick and there was a hurricane, it would be a legitimate neder. So who said this? Mani, who said this? Ir Blazer ben Yaakov, Nidre's, that's the Ruzin Havi. That's a Nidre's Ruzin. El Olav, Rabbanon. It must be the Rabbanon. Upligi. And they argue. So what do you see? The Rabbanon don't hold this as a case of Nidre's Ruzin. So the Gemara says, no. La Olam really, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Really, it's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Mi Savarta da Adre Mizamna Lizmina? You think the inviter made a neder to the invitee? Is that what you think? That's what it sounded like. The opposite. Lo, dizmina adre limizmana. The invitee made a neder to the inviter. In other words, I invite you. And you say, ooh, Menachem, you're inviting me? That's so, you know what? I make a neder, I'm going to come. Right? I make a neder, I'm going to come. That's what happened. Therefore, da amale mizmanas. I say, the inviter says, Mizmanas li b'sudasech, you want to come for a meal? Amalei in? Yeah, I'd love to come. Not only that, neder zel lecha, neder, the nadar. I make a neder, I'm going to come. Now, v'chalahu or shechalahu, no. Now the invitee got sick. He was dying to come to this meal. Dying to come. He was waiting for the invite. Not only was he dying to come, he made a neder, I'm going to come. What happened? He got sick. Oh, she ikvo nahar hare elu nidre onsin. That's a neder onsin. That's an ones. That's not nidre zruzin. Nidre zruzin is only on the inviter, not the invitee. To the invitee, this was a chance of a lifetime, right? To finally have someone invited him, right? So he make the neder, right? He doesn't want to know if we got to wiggle out of it. Wiggle out of it. Oh, we have to uninvite you because we have something else to do. No, he made a neder. I better come to that. You better invite me. You better not change your mind. And then Nebuchadnezzar got sick. That's not a Nidre Ruzin.
No,
it's Onsen.
That's Onsen.
Because he's already motivated to come.
What?
Because
yeah, he's dying to come.
Right. That's
so it's not Nidre Ruzin. So at the end of the day, so far we haven't found a situation. We don't have an answer whether or not a stam invitation. I invite you, and I make an edit, you better come. Was that an exaggeration? Was that Nidre Ruzin? What Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, well, it is. Do the Chacham agree with that? We don't have an answer. Because every case we gave was different. Okay?
It's just that the inviter ultimately makes the neder, but the invitee encourages him to make the neder.
Okay, that's what it says?
Yeah.
Okay, it could be it's true.
That makes more sense. I'm having a real hard time with
I didn't think that was the case.
The invitee acceded to this request as well and declared the neder against the invitee.
Uh-huh, okay.
I'm having a real hard time with it. I'm inviting you, and you make a neder that you're going to come.
Right, so that's what I thought the pshat was. So Yossi says, the article says not like that. That I invite you, you're so excited someone invited you, so yeah, I'm going to come. Do me a favor, make a neder so it really has teeth.
So I make the neder.
That's what the article, I didn't read it like that, but that's what it says.
Yeah, because otherwise, just right. Make a neder.
But we still don't have an answer in a normal case. We don't have an answer.
Why would someone need a neder? If you invite me over, you have to make a neder that I should come?
That's exactly why Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds Nidre Zeruzin. What is that? The neder? It's just to show how much I want you to come. Right? I'm putting so much emphasis, I'm making a neder against you. I'll never talk to you again if you don't come. You better come.
Right, don't decline the invitation for the 40th time.
Exactly. So is that really a neder? No, it's not. Elazar ben Yaakov says, no, it's not a neder. Nobody makes a neder like that. What is it? It's just motivation. The Chacham, we're not sure what the Rabbanon holds. So we haven't resolved it because we keep getting a different case. Toshma. Yeser al kein. More than this. Amar Elazar ben Yaakov. Homo l'chaveiro. A guy says, Konam shani nene l'cha. I make a neder in i'ata misareach etzli. If you don't invite me. Is that what it means? V'tochal imi paschama. V'shtishta imi kos chamin. I don't eat bread with you and wine with you, right? Yeah. I don't hot, whatever, hot, not hot wine, hot drink, right? So,
Look, right. If you don't become my guest.
If you don't become my guest. So Reuven says to Shimon, I want you to invite me. Is that what's going on?
No, I want you to come.
I want you to come. I want to invite you.
Which is the case.
Yeah.
I want to invite you. What?
I want you to be my guest.
What?
Be my guest.
I'm making an neder. Reuven says to Shimon, I'm making an neder. I want you to come. And if you don't come, I'm making an neder.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Fine. V'halo ha-makbid k'negdo. And the invitee was makbid. What does it mean it was makbid? For your makbid k'negdo. What does it mean it was makbid? Hikbid k'negdo. The invitee was makbid. What does that mean he was makbid?
No, I mean his own
neder.
Not to come.
Ha'af elu nidres ruzin. That's also nidres ruzin. V'lo hodu lo chachamim. But the chachamim didn't agree to that. My lo hodu lo chachamim. What does that mean? Lav, doesn't it mean dafilu bekamaisa? Even in the first case? That what? Even in the first case was what? When the inviter made the neder. Right? The inviter made a neder. Then the inviter made it, please come. The invitee made a neder, no, I'm not going to come. And says, the Chachamim, those are in the Darm. Which ones are in the Darm? Both of them? Even the first one? Yeah, even the first one. What do you see? He does not agree with Elazar ben Yaakov. He holds that's a legit neder. Right? Shema mina. Pligi rabbanan aleh, shema mina. No, both of the second one we never discussed.
Why not?
When the invitee says, no, I'm making neder, I'm never going
to
come to you.
I'm not coming to you.
That's not, what kind of motivation is that? That's a real neder. That everyone knows has a problem with that one.
That's a real neder.
It's a real neder. What about the first one? When I invite you.
Why shouldn't that be a real neder?
Why? We've been saying all along. Don't reject me for the 40th time. Please come, I'm making neder, you better come. So Blazer ben Yaakov said, that's not a neder. Now you see here, the Chacham said, no, yes it is. So what do you see? They have machlokas about it. They don't agree. Right? What's the bottom line? Tashma, the Amar of Huna, Halacha Kabbalah ben Yaakov, V'chein, Amar of Ada bar Ava, Halacha Kabbalah ben Yaakov. We hold a Kabbalah ben Yaakov over here, and if someone invites you and says, you better come, don't reject me again, I have no friends, please come, I make a neder, better come. It's not a neder. Right? It's not a neder. Good? Okay, good. Okay, excellent. Next.
But it depends on the context also.
What?
It's contextual. It depends on what's going on.
Right. So this is a very narrow case. Because we had 3-4 cases today where we said, no, it's different. It's different. It's different. Everything's different. Right? Okay, Nidre Havai. What's Nidre Havai? So in English, I think it says exaggeration.
Hyperbole.
Exaggeration. Hyperbole. Oh, that's a great word. Amar Koname. I make a neder im lo ra'isi b'derech hazeh ka'olei Mitzrayim. I make a neder if I didn't see over here the amount of people like olei Mitzrayim.
What does that mean?
That means I make a neder. You know how crowded the subway was? It was like olei Mitzrayim crowded. I make a neder. It was so crowded.
600,000
people in that subway car.
Wow.
It was 600,000 people in that subway car. I make a neder. It was so crowded. Is that really a neder? Were there 600,000 people in the car?
No.
What is it? It's an exaggeration. We all talk like that. It took me 10 years to get home tonight.
Right.
Took you so much traffic. Took me ten years to get home. I'll make a neder. It took me so long. It's an exaggeration. That's not right. Okay. Good.
It's possible it smelled like 600,000.
Well, yeah. Or im lo ra'isi nachash kikoras beis habad. Or if I didn't see a snake, that I think this means. What?
Like the beam of an olive.
Like the beam of an olive press.
Size.
Size or is it size? I thought,
size
it meant,
and a beam.
I thought it meant something else. Because I think... we have time.
It's an exaggeration. It's another exaggeration.
Right, so why do we have two cases? Why do we have two cases? So, let's look at the Ran. Let's look at the Ran in the first Ran of the Gemara, in the Mishnah. He says like this. Nearly, the Tana Trei Gavni Naka. We have two separate cases here. One about the Yetzias Mitzrayim. And one about the snake. Why two? So, Chad, the Shaykh Be Guzma. That's an exaggeration. The Hainu Ka'ole Mitzrayim. The Avid Inash Techichazi Inchituva Gazim V'Amar Ka'ole Mitzrayim. People are prone to do that. When they see a lot of people, they compare it to some crazy event, like Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? The Chad Lo Shayach Be Guzma. The Hainu Nachash Koras Beis Abad. That's not a Guzma. Why is that not a Guzma? The Kivan Demafarshina Be Gemara. The Lo Nachash Gadal Ka'amar. El Atarov, since the Gemara is going to explain. on, not tomorrow, on Friday's daf, that it doesn't mean a big snake. It means a taruf, which I think, I'm not sure what the word meant, I had to look it up. I think it means scales or something.
Yes.
Some kind of scales.
Ridges.
So it doesn't mean size, it means ridges, which like a roof, like a ridged roof. I think I saw the snake like a ridged roof. That's no such thing. Right?
Well, are they talking about size here or not?
No. Taruf Kikaras base habad. Shein shum nachash, taruf klal. There's no such thing as a snake like that. You totally made it up.
So it's
like saying I saw an elephant with wings. There's no such thing. Not I saw an elephant the size of the moon. That's just an exaggeration. It's larger, such a thing as an elephant, just very large. But an elephant with wings, there's no such thing. So that's totally made up. That's two different things. They're both exaggerations, but they're a little different. One's exaggerating on something real. Yeah, there were a lot of people in that subway car. There weren't 600,000. I made that up. And one's a total fantasy. Right? One's a total fantasy. Like a nachash. That's why there are two separate cases over here.
Nachash.
What? Vashmi'in antana, dechi, tala, iser, peros, bechad mahani, nedro batel. If I aser fruit on that, on either of these two statements, it's not a nether. V'kal chad v'chad, time elechot. Each one's a separate reason. Dechi amar, konen, ole, peros. I make a nether on the fruit. Im lo ra'isi, kedera chazek, ole mitzrayim. Bedinu, dlo lechasru, olea, dekushta, ka'amar. Kivan shiro, amrav. The lie, a lie, the truth, you did see a lot of people. It was true, it was very crowded. The other inish the gazim b'chi ha'gadim. People exaggerate in such a situation. It's not a nether. It's not a lie. It's not a lie, right? The Paris and mutter for a different reason. It's not a blanket. Iser shari afkisha hisne kiyotze b'ze ein l'tano adayin shadavar barur shalorah nachash kazeh. There's no question you didn't see such a snake. She'ein bein iser stan l'matana. Okay, fine. So two separate things. One's a total made up thing, a fantasy, and one is just an exaggeration. But they're both not in the Darv. Okay, very simple Mishnah. Now, the Gemara says, Tana...
Wait, we know he did, what's the difference? We know he didn't...
There's no difference. Exactly.
Either way, it's not a nether.
Correct. Either way, it's not a nether. He's just saying one's an exaggeration, one's a fantasy, but they're both exaggerations.
So I'm saying, let's say it's a nether. It's only a nether if he saw 7 million people.
Right.
If we counted and said it was only 2 million people, it's not a nether because his nether wasn't chal. You follow the difference?
I hear what you're saying.
Is it a nether? Is it not a nether because it wasn't 7 million? Oh, it wasn't a nether because exaggeration is not a nether.
I hear what you're saying. So the Gemara in a minute will sort of address your point, sort of. Tana nidre havai mutarin, a nidre havai is mutter. What about a shavuot havai? What about a shavuot havai? That's asurin. What's a shavuot havai?
How can
you
make a
shavuot
havai? It's like an exaggeration. It can't be a shavuot.
Exactly. Ilei madama shavuot im lorisi b'derech hazeh. If you say a shavuot, if I saw so many people. So, midom kamar? It's not a shavuot. You didn't say anything. You said it's a shavuot if. And you didn't. So it's not a shavuot. Amar baya da'amar shavuot shara'isi. No, I make a shavuot that I saw those people. That's what that means. Amalei rava im kain. Alamali lamemar. What do you have to say that for? V'od, dum yud neder ketani. It says it's just like a neder. If I make a shvua, I'm not going to eat that, I'm not going to drink that water. You know why? Because I saw 6 million people today. It's not a neder. That's not a shvua. That could be a shvua, but it's not like the shvua, it's not like a neder havai. A neder havai was, I eat this if. And by shvua, we can't say that. So, Ela Omar Rava, Omar, he asked you peros to olam alai. You know what? I'm not going to eat any peros, bishvua. With a shvua, im lo ra'isi b'derech hazeh olam mitzrayim. If I didn't see the olam mitzrayim, okay, I'm not sure exactly what the difference is, but okay. Now the Gemara is going to sort of address Yossi's point, sort of, which is going to take us into tomorrow's daf. Amar li Ravina lo Rav Ashi, v'dilma hay gavra. Maybe when this guy said, I saw the olam mitzrayim today. I saw so many people at the olam mitzrayim. Maybe kina d'shem shum shani chaza. Maybe he saw an ant farm. The asik lahon shuma ole mitzrayim, And he said, and he called that ant farm Ole Mitzrayim. The Shapir Mishnabai. And his Shavua was legit.
But again,
he saw.
It's still hyperbole, though.
What?
It's still hyperbole.
Why? There's 2 million ants in there.
Come on, be real.
So the Gemara is going to give a fascinating answer. The Gemara is going to give a fascinating answer. You know what the answer is? Amalei ki mishtaba, when someone swears, adaite diyada, adaite didon mishtaba. They swear the way normal people think. Vanan lo maskinan nafshin ishamshuli. People don't talk like that. People don't talk like that. The Rosh says, look at the Rosh. V'lo mehaminan lei. We don't believe you. B'dover mishuna kazeh. Such a strange thing like this. We said before, Mahaminan le beneder pecher moshal yam. When I said cherem, I meant a wave. I didn't mean a cherem. I meant a wave. It's also called a cherem. Ube korbanos mulachim. And when I said I make a neder like a carbon, what I really mean, I meant what the kings do, not kachim. Ain't them mashuna koka. That's not so strange. This is crazy strange. That's not so strange. Right? The Ritva says, Butla died to Eitel Kaladam. That's not what normal people think.
Or speak.
Right? When someone says, I saw the Ole Mitzrayim today, most people would not think he meant he saw an ant farm.
Well, he could smoke.
And therefore, it's just an exaggeration. Does that answer your question? No? Doesn't answer, why not? You asked me what? You asked me that if you see 1.9 million... then the neder is not chal because it's not true.
Right.
So that's a good question. I have to think about that. Now,
exactly the exact number.
Right. You didn't give a number. You said, oh, let me try.
It's an approximation.
Right.
No, I'm just saying.
And it's way off. Because it's not anything near that number. Nowhere near that number, wherever you are. Maybe if you're in by the Pope.
Right, so that's why
maybe it's a lot of people.
The neder wasn't fulfilled, and therefore it's not a neder because you didn't have 7 million people. So, or is it because the whole nature of this thing is ridiculous, doesn't get off the ground at all?
Right. I think it's the second one. Now, tomorrow, the Gemara is going to say, is that true? That when you make it, you can't make a neder on a crazy, on your crazy thoughts? Why not? That's going to be tomorrow's stuff. All right? So we'll pick up. Everyone have a very good day.